In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Monica, the mother of the great St. Augustine of Hippo, is a simple life, without many miracles or wonders, as there are in the lives of other saints. Her life can be summed up in her faithful fulfillment of her obligations as wife, mother, and widow. She fully fulfilled her obligations, being a wife always attentive to the needs of her husband, without provoking his anger, without publicly contradicting him, and always attentive to please him and make him happy. As a mother, at all times she was concerned about her three children, not only materially, but especially spiritually. That is why she suffered so much when she saw that her son Augustine strayed from the right path. She followed him by land and by sea. She prayed day and night for years. She never got tired of praying, and in the end, the promise was fulfilled that the Lord had made her in a vision, that she would see him as a Catholic Christian. When that moment arrived, and seeing her son already converted and given to the service of God, she expressed her desire to be able to die in peace, because her mission had already ended in this world. Her mission, that is, to save her lost son. And not only him, but also with her humble and simple manners, she could see the conversion of her mother-in-law, her husband Patricius, her domestic workers, and her other two children. That was her mission, and St. Monica fulfilled it with work, prayers, and sacrifices. The Church considers her as a model for Christian mothers, especially those who have to pray and cry for a lost family member. St. Monica was born in the year 331 in Tagaste, a small town in North Africa, which is currently called Souk Ahras in Algeria. St. Monica had some mystical gifts that reveal to us her high degree of intimacy with God and personal holiness. In Tagaste, when her son installed a school, she did not allow him to live in her house, so as not to make it a center of the Manichaean heresy. In that time, St. Monica had a vision in which God promised that her son would convert to the Catholic faith. St. Augustine of Hippo says that in her dreams, she was on a wooden ruler, and a resplendent young man, referring to an angel, happy and smiling, approached her, who was full of sadness and bitterness. When she fixed her eyes on this point, she saw me standing next to her on the same ruler. In this way, our Lord assured St. Monica of the conversion of St. Augustine of Hippo. But this was not the only time. Another vision that St. Monica had was on her travel by sea from Carthage to Rome in search of her son. St. Augustine of Hippo says, "My mother, strong by her pity, had come to my side, following me by land and sea. So much that even in the storms the sailors suffered at sea, she was the one who encouraged them, because God had promised her that they will arrive safe in a vision." Regarding these visions, St. Monica said that she was able to distinguish the difference between the revelations and the dreams of her soul by a kind of flavor that she could not explain in words. When St. Augustine stopped being a Manichaean, but was not yet a Catholic, she kept waiting for him, because she was sure that God would grant her what he had promised her. Let's remember the supernatural ecstasy. Other gifts that we can note were the gift of tears and the gift of persevering prayer. Feeling that she was the spiritual mother of all St. Augustine's friends and of all those around him, especially the poor and needy, whom she helped every day. Another divine virtue that shone in St. Monica was that of being a pacifier of people in discord. St. Augustine of Hippo says, "You have given her the gift of being so peaceful, whenever possible, between dissenting souls and whatever they were." That is why St. Augustine of Hippo does not hesitate to canonize her while she is alive and call her Holy Woman. The prayers of the mothers are especially heard by God. A mother, with all the love she has for her children and relatives, prays more intensely, and God cannot stop hearing her prayers. This was the case in the life of St. Monica, and in the lives of other saints. In the Holy Scriptures, or the Bible, we also have many examples of mothers who earned God's blessings for their children with their tears and prayers. Let's hear some examples. Abraham sent away the slave Hagar and her son Ishmael. They wandered through the Beersheba desert. They ran out of water, and she threw the child under a bush in the shade, and she went to sit at a distance because she did not want to see her son die. The child was crying, and she was distressed, but God made her see a well, and in it they could drink and be saved. God heard her prayer and saved her life and the life of her child. In the Holy Scriptures, we are told about the Canaanite woman whose daughter was demonized. Jesus at first ignored her, and as if he despised her, says, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to little dogs." But she insisted, "Lord, help me." And in the end, Jesus was glad of her faith and said, "Woman, you have great faith. Let your desire be granted." And from that moment, her daughter was well again. In this case, Jesus too is willing to listen and grant what a mother grieving for her daughter asks for. In the first book of Kings, it is about a widowed mother, the widow of Sarepta, who has nothing to eat for her and her son. She only has a little oil and flour to make bread, and then she and her son will die of hunger. The prophet Elijah asks her to give him some bread. She gives it to him, and the prophet promises her from God, "The flour you have in the jar will not be lacking, nor will the oil in the jar diminish, until the day when God makes it rain on the earth." And afterward, her son was resurrected who had died. In the second book of Kings, there is a widow, from whom a creditor wants to take her children as slaves, because she cannot pay her debts. But God hears her prayer, and through the prophet Elisha, multiplies and fills with oil all her jars, so she can sell it and be able to pay the debts. Another case of a grieving mother was of the Shunammite, who always welcomed the prophet Elisha into her home and cared for him with love. God granted her a son through the intercession of the prophet. But when the child was grown up, he died. She went to find Elisha, and God granted the resurrection of this son as a reward for her faith and her good works. Become a believer in the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved. In other words, believe, love, pray to the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved with your whole family. These words, which are a promise from God, and God always fulfilled his promises, are perfectly fulfilled in the lives of many mothers, but especially in the life of Saint Monica. Saint Monica achieved, with her tears and prayers, the conversion and salvation of her entire family, a whole family gathered in faith by virtue of Saint Monica's prayers. A good mother is a gift from God to the family. She is the sun of the family, the joy of the home, and the light that illuminates their lives with faith. Saint Monica was a spiritual mother to many people during her life. She was the servant of servants. That is why Saint Augustine of Hippo calls her our mother. A beautiful way to be spiritual mothers is to pray that God chooses one of your children, grandchildren, or relatives to be priests or religious. A good mother should pray for vocations. In a small Italian town called Lu I Cocoro Monferrato, in 1881, the parish priest Alessandro established the Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament on Tuesday afternoons and invited the mothers of this town of 1,300 inhabitants. The parish priest asked all the mothers to pray that God would choose one of their children to be a priest or religious. God heard the mothers' prayers, and so far, 323 vocations have arisen in that small town, 152 priests and 171 nuns. How great is the power of the prayer of the mothers! And not just from mothers, from all good people too. In the Bible, we have the case in the 18th chapter of Genesis. Abraham intercedes for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. God discovers that they will be destroyed by their sins, especially by the sin of sodomy, or homosexual practice that happened in Sodom. Abraham intercedes, "What if there were 50 righteous? Wouldn't you forgive them, having regard for them?" And he goes down, "What if there were 40? What if there were 30? What if there were only 10 righteous? Nor would God destroy them, but there were not even 10 righteous, and God destroyed them." A single righteous man can save a whole town. Let's hear a case. While the people of Israel were still walking in the desert, the people of Amalek attacked them. If they had won, they might have destroyed the Israelite people forever and made them disappear from the face of the earth. While the Israelites were fighting with the Amalekites, Moses was on top of a hill, accompanied by Aaron and Hur. While Moses had raised his hands in prayer, Israel was winning. When Moses brought his hands down, that is, when he stopped praying, Amalek was winning. Aaron and Hur held his arms until sunset, and thus Israel defeated Amalek. Moses' prayer saved the people. The prayer of Saint Monica saved her entire family, spiritually and physically. She was not only the physical mother of her three children, but also the spiritual mother of all her relatives, friends of Saint Augustine of Hippo, also the spiritual mother of the people from the Church of Africa or Milan, and in general of all men, because God instills in holy souls the desire to pray for the needs of the world. For this reason, all authentic mothers who have deep faith must be mothers not only of their children, friends, and relatives, but of all men. And this, in a special way, is requested by God of religious women who have consecrated themselves to Him for the salvation of the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith, and also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you.